Hi, this is Lawrence Whitener. You are listening to the soundtrack to my latest SAG short, Videogenic, which now has 2 wins and 5 nominations. That was from the wonderful music composer S-A-S-I-K-U-M-A-R, initial B as in boy, period. You can find him on IMDb. He lives in India, and he's done the music on my last 4 films. So, directors, if you're looking for really good and not that expensive original music for your movies, reach out to SB, as I call it. I was asked a question yesterday as to why I didn't share the wonderful stories that I've had in my 18 years in the business. And so after attending FilmCom out in Nashville this past summer for the 6th time, meeting with LA execs and pitching my screenplays, they told me how the new resume is podcasts. So here I am learning something brand new, and hopefully I'll entertain you. So, yes, I started 18 years ago in my first film with Robert Duvall in Gods and Generals to honor the memory of my father's best friend, who became like a second father to me after my father died. And he was a wonderful character actor named Joe Higgins. And he was the original blacksmith in the old Rifleman TV series with Chuck Connors. And then as if you stay in this business long enough, you will be able to work with absolutely everybody. So what a thrill it was last year when I was cast as lead in the Western Bill Tigman and the Outlaws, where I got to meet Johnny Crawford, who played the young boy on the Rifleman series. And of course, he remembered my uncle. But you find the very first time that you go on a movie set, whether or not you're ever going to go on to it a second time. And I did it once just to honor the memory of my uncle. And wow, I mean, my very first 2 words that I ever heard on a movie set was smoke and fans. In the older period pieces, they blow smoke in. It actually tastes like licorice. It's so thick in the air to give it that kind of misty look when they're filming. And back in those days, 18 years ago, they had the lighting crew use the reflective panels that almost looked like tin foil, but they had a mirrored surface. So after an hour of listening to the cinematographer and the lighting director have a battle between smoke, it's too much. Then they would yell fans, the other one yell smoke, the other one would yell fans. While I'm watching the lighting crew set up all these reflector panels that I can see myself in. And when they finally said, okay, we're ready on set, I was absolutely enamored going, it really is smoke in mirrors. And that was it. I was hooked. And I've been doing it ever since. But it wasn't until 6 years ago that I met the international author David Baldacci on the set of his Wish You Well. And that's a story for another time. And it was such an amazing epiphany that it forever changed the course of my life. And it's why I'm talking to you now. And why in that past 6 years since I met him, I now have 20 wins and 27 nominations on my IMDb page. And so this is my trailer broadcast. Hopefully I'll be giving you more of the wonderful stories I have with Ethan Hawke and Ed Harris. So for now, if you really want to have some fun, go to my YouTube channel, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Whitener, W-H-I-T-E-N-E-R, and watch some of my videos. I will make you laugh, because every time I look in the mirror, I make myself laugh.